USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian still churning off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds. Forecasters say the storm will move closer to shore later today before moving up to North Carolina, which could get battered by the storm tonight into tomorrow. Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden defending himself after he made a series of gaffes on the campaign trail recently, like confusing New Hampshire for Vermont. Last night he said on Stephen Colbert's Late Show,
"Any gaffe that I have made, and I've made gaffes like every politician I know has, have been not about a substantive issue, been about other, I'm trying to talk about what other people have done."
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors declaring the National Rifle Association a domestic terrorist organization. The NRA calls it a stunt. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong now have something to celebrate, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
"Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society."
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looks like it's another roller coaster week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 237 points, the S&P 500 up 31, and the NASDAQ Composite up 102 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Michigan is the first state in the country to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer issuing an emergency order this week banning the sale of all flavors that have fruit or sweet flavor, and that includes mint and menthol cartridges, too. The state's attorney general praising the move, calling it, quote, exactly the bold measure we must take to protect Michigan's children from the dangerous effects of vaping. The state of Texas has executed a convicted killer. Billy Kreutzinger had been on death row since 2003. He was put to death by lethal injection last night for the murders of two elderly women. Defense lawyers unsuccessfully argued last month the execution should be delayed because a district court abused its discretion. The 64-year-old Kreutzinger had appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of getting a stay. And some major U.S. tech firms are talking with intelligence agencies about security ahead of the 2020 election. Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Twitter, and others meeting yesterday at Facebook headquarters with officials from the FBI. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security also there. Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy says most of the meeting was about how to improve sharing information. You can find our information online or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.